She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Lisa Davis along with Andrea Donsky, and today we're going to be talking about armpit detox, toxic deodorant ingredients you must avoid. But before we jump in and bring in the wonderful Lisa Bears, I just have to say that I can be very smelly. According to my daughter, I'm extraordinarily smelly. So I know I use the toxic deodorants, but only once in a while if I really need to be somewhere where I don't want to stink. It bums me out, but honest to God, I mean, what do us smelly people do? Lisa, help us out. Help me out. I'm probably the smelliest one.
Well, so you may stink, but I'll tell you what, your conventional brand deodorants definitely stink a lot more than you think. So, the issue here is our bodies absorb 60% of everything we put on it, so it only makes sense that we would want to be using deodorants that are safe for our body, that even really would be safe enough to eat. We want to look for... Okay, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, Lisa, explain why they're toxic in the first place, and then we'll go into the better options.
Sure. Okay, we're going to get into all the chemicals that you should be avoiding in these conventional brands. And it's imperative that we're avoiding ingredients that contain, or deodorants that contain harsh chemicals, hormone disrupting chemicals, artificial colors and the fragrances, and the list goes on. We already have enough exposure. Women on average use 12 products a day containing 168 unique chemicals, and our skin is our largest organ. So we've got these chemicals that are linked to cancer and birth defects, infertility, skin irritation, eczema, and the list goes on and on. And a lot of people don't even realize that dangerous chemicals like parabens, triclosan, synthetic fragrance, phthalates, and all of these are hiding in our deodorant. And we're going to break this down, and I'm going to tell you what to avoid. Starting with, beware of that word natural. We all know that. That word natural is really overused. It's not regulated. They can put the word natural on something just because the color is natural. So that word's not overseen by any authoritative source. We want to look for certified organic when possible because that word is regulated by the USDA. And certified organic, meaning that it has a third-party certification with it, not just the word organic because, again, that can be greenwashing. But some of the typical ingredients that we find in conventional brands are aluminum. This is the main one that literally clogs your pores. Think about this. Your armpits are right near your lymph nodes, right, which is your, you know, connected to every part of your body, as well as your breasts. So why would you want to be putting aluminum right there every day? And this is, if it's an antiperspirant, okay, there's a difference between deodorant and antiperspirant. Antiperspirant keeps you from sweating, and that's why a lot of people want to use an antiperspirant. But I'll tell you, I have not found one antiperspirant that is not toxic, and that's because they contain aluminum or some version of that that literally goes in there, and it clogs up your pores and keeps you from sweating. And aluminum has been linked to breast cancer as well as increase of Alzheimer's disease, and we don't want aluminum. Basically, sweating is good for our body, and it's our body's own way of detoxing. But there are, I'm going to go through this and tell you how you can actually sweat less and what you can do instead. And, of course, you should be using deodorant instead of antiperspirant. The number two ingredient you should avoid is parabens. Parabens are hormone disruptors, and they're linked to early puberty in children as well as hormonal cancers, including breast cancer. And parabens, well, you'll find at the end of the ingredient list, methylparaben, butylparaben, isopropylparaben, and they're inexpensive chemical preservatives, and they're in all kinds of personal care products. Propylene glycol is another ingredient that we'll find, and that's a petroleum-based chemical, and it's used to soften cosmetic products. It's linked to damage in the nervous system, liver, heart, and it's the main ingredient in antifreeze. So we don't want that in our deodorant. And then, of course, fragrance. I mean, that goes without saying. Synthetic fragrance can hide, if you see the word fragrance, which is in pretty much all deodorants, it can hide hundreds of chemicals. One of the main chemicals is phthalates, and phthalates are hormone-disrupting chemicals. High phthalate levels in women were linked to higher risk of birth defects in childbearing age, and obviously just hormone disruption in general. And triclosan. Triclosan is classified by the EPA as by the FDA as a pesticide and a probable carcinogen by the EPA. And we could go on. To be honest, the list of chemicals found in our antiperspirants goes on and on. But what I really want to...
Lisa,
Yep.
Lisa, the interesting thing is I didn't realize that triclosan was in antiperspirants as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
I mean, it's an antibacterial soap.
Yeah. It's in toothpaste, too, as I don't know if you knew that. It can be found in toothpaste.
No,
you know,
I need brands, ladies, because seriously.
Okay, let's talk names.
I'm the only one over here putting this crap under my arm. So.
Well, first, right, we got to get off that. Mitchum. I know Lisa told me off the air that she uses occasionally Mitchum, and, you know, that's just bad. You don't want any of the name brands to avoid.
So
the ones that I like, I like a spray because I feel like a spray gives you like an instant, really fresh smell. And to me, it has a cleaner feel. There's this new brand called Via Nature, and I love it. That's what I've been using. And they have.
You say Via or Via?
Via, V-I-A.
V-I-A, okay.
Nature. And the one I'm using now is rosemary and sandalwood.
Ooh,
and
nice.
They're 100% pure essential oils. And a lot of these essential oils are actually antifungal. Antibacterial, right? So you're getting those properties without using chemicals. And they use no aluminum, no propylene glycol, no parabens, no synthetic fragrances. And I love that one. There's also one called Herbavia, which is kind of, I think you have to get that online. It's also a spray. They have like lemon sage or jasmine grapefruit, and they're organic. I love that. And they even have a little travel size. And then have you heard of Nourish Organics?
I have heard of Nourish. I just noticed them at Whole Foods recently.
I love that brand, too. That's a stick deodorant. And that one comes in flavors like fresh fig, wild berries, spiced citrus, almond, vanilla, and even unscented if you don't want any scent. They were one of the first USDA certified organic bath and body lines. They got that certification back in 2003, and their products are chemical free, cruelty free, gluten free, and vegan. And Ava Anderson is another great one. And really, there's a lot of great natural deodorants. The key is to know what to look for and what to avoid, right?
You know,
so you want to be sure.
You know what's interesting, Lisa, is that, you know, for me, for the longest time, I mean, I've been using natural deodorants for over 15 years now, and it took me a very long time to find them that worked for me, even the natural ones. And you hear this all the time, like, oh, it doesn't work. Oh, that natural one doesn't work. And it didn't. And even for me, who, you know, I eat probably cleaner than the majority of us, is I could not find one that worked for me in particular. And two of them that you didn't mention that I do want to mention that I found was, one of them was just on Dragon's Den called Piperway. It's has charcoal in it. It's Piperwai, and they did get an investment. And if you go to their website, it does say they're back ordered. So obviously, your Dragon's Den did a good Shark Tank. Sorry, did a good a great job for them. But that has charcoal in it. And then the second one is a Canadian brand, and it's called Purely Great, and it has essential oils as well, like you mentioned. And I use the patchouli, and those are the two that I've used that really work for me. And you know, I'd love you to talk a little bit about deodorant, because it is a personal thing, right? Because everybody's body's odors are different and bacteria is different. So why does one work in particular? Maybe you may not know this, but why does one work in particular for one person and maybe not for someone else? I was just curious more. Maybe that's a, you know, a chemistry question, but
yeah, no, that's
curious.
A good question. What I would say to that is when your body's trying to detox, which is exactly what it's doing when it's perspiring, if you've had a lot of toxic exposure, or you're living like an unhealthy life and eating processed foods and having a lot of chemical exposure, your body's going to want to sweat more. So when you initially switch to a natural deodorant, you're going to notice it. You're going to notice a lot of sweating, and it's going to be, that's why I suggest an armpit detox, where you literally cleanse your armpits and for 2 weeks go off your toxic deodorant and try a natural deodorant, because you really need to get those chemicals out. So once Andrea, you live a clean life, so for you, you're going to probably do better on certain ones that maybe don't have as many ingredients in there for you. And I'm like that, too. I do well with just a simple spray. And you can make your own deodorant, and I'll tell you real quick, with coconut oil, baking soda, and cornstarch, and you can actually make a paste and refill your old containers, and that's inexpensive, and you can add essential oils, whatever you like the best. But the key is to detox.
No, we love it. And I think we should do a show on detoxing. All right, I'm Andrea Donsky. We're out of time with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio. Detox your armpits. Stay well.